It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio.
It's time for the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show. I'm Paul Ramo for Q92 Sports. This morning we will visit with area baseball coaches to see how their teams did this past week and what's on the schedule for this week. Now, the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show right here on Q92. It's time for the Baseball Coaches Show here on Q92 this summer. Paul Ramo here in the studio once again. And for a couple months anyway, we're going to be talking summer baseball with area coaches. And we're going to kick it off right away with Jared Royland from the Madison Junior Legion team. Jared's up bright and early and in the studio already. Yes. Thanks for coming in, Jared.
Yes, thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Another summer of baseball.
That's right. Another summer. Wouldn't want to do it any other way.
That's right. And you not only coach, you play too.
Yeah. We coach for the Junior Legion team, and then I play for the Mallards. And I give my wife and kids grief a lot of time that I think they spend their summers at the ballpark.
Yeah, they do. I think they love it too, don't they?
Yeah, they don't seem to mind it too much.
All right. Well, happy to do another baseball coaches show with you this summer. How many years have you been leading the Madison Junior Legion
team? We were just talking about that. Bart just asked me that here this last week, and I think this will be the fifth year.
Oh, 5 years already. Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been that long already.
And you played for Junior Legion baseball, or VFW. Yep. Was it VFW?
VFW ball back then, yeah, for Bart for however many years he coached that. And
he started that VFW program when he came to Madison, I think.
And those are pretty big shoes to fill.
Yeah. You're doing a great job. All right, let's introduce your Madison Junior Legion team.
Yeah, so we've got 15 guys on the roster this year. We're relatively young. We had a big class move up to Senior Legion this year. So we returned three players from last year, which were Nolan Smith, Malcolm Lilliard, and Brant Schomer. And then we brought up a bunch of, what would that be? I think it was about 8 ninth graders, which are, they're all Gavin Mortensen, Gavin Meyer, Grant Bierke, Kaysen Heineke, Gus Holm, Charlie Hansen, Jace Deleen, and Leo Borsted. And that only gave us 11, excuse me. And so to fill up the rest of our roster, we brought up a couple of 4 eighth graders, and they're Tanner Tilbury, Carter Moen, Jackson Fernholz, and Bryson Danzeason. So we're relatively young, but it's Tony Smith and I were talking, you know, it's a whole new challenge trying to get these guys.
Yep.
They got working different positions and working these little nuances that they're the difference between winning and losing a game. And so it's a challenge, but it's a fun challenge that that Tony and I are enjoying so far.
And it's a good time to, you know, teach fundamentals too to the younger kids, right?
Yep. It's not, I just actually had this conversation with the guys last night after our game. I said, it's not one play that wins or loses a game. It's 100 little plays. Mm-hmm. And if you can do a bunch of those little things right, more times than not, you're going to end up successful and having good days at the ballpark.
Right. All right. Let's talk a little bit about your season then so
far. Yeah, so we're roughly halfway through our season. We opened up the year. We played Redwood Falls. We hosted them the first week of the year. We ended up winning that game 13-3. We had seven hits. We got a lot of guys on base. We're patient at the plate, walks and hit batters, and then we had timely. Those seven hits came at timely times, and we, like I said, we won 13-3, and we only committed one error on the defensive side. That was really good to see. And then the next week we came back and we traveled over to Sacred Heart. Tyler's got a good team over there. I think they're probably one of the top teams in the league. Last time I looked at the standings here this last week, we dropped a heartbreaker 8-3. We only had four hits, but we left 13 guys on base. We had multiple innings where we had two guys on or the bases loaded, and we didn't come up with that timely hit. And we also kind of shot ourselves in the foot on the defensive side. We had eight errors, which led to, I think they had two earned runs. And so it's a hard pill to swallow, but it's also kind of reassuring that we can play with a team that's right at the top of the league. Trying to work with our, not get too down on our guys, because we have a young team, and making them realize that's a good ball club over there, and we clean up some of the things that we can control, and we'll be right there with them at the end. So then we came back that Friday night and we played Cottonwood, hosted them, and we won that game 12-4. We had 10 hits. We're patient at the plate, had good at bats, and drew a bunch of walks, and then again defensively we only committed one error, and had a really clean game and played really well coming back off a tough loss. And then Mother Nature decided to set in, and then that next week we had to deal with state baseball too, and so yep. we had that Tuesday off, and then Friday night was the Friday that they were playing down at state baseball, and then so that we had to do some switching around with games and stuff there, which I can talk about in a minute. Yep. But then the following week we came back, and this past Tuesday we played Dawson, and we ended up dropping that game 13-2. Dawson's got a solid team over there too. We only had five hits. We had, again, plenty of chances to scratch across more runs. Again, we had six errors on the defensive side, and making those self-inflicted wounds really hurt. And so cleaning that stuff up is our big focal point right now, because those first two losses, we have 14 errors in those two games, you know.
I'm not going to win too many games that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're hitting the ball. Even the hits, we don't. It doesn't always show up in the stat sheet, but we hit a lot of balls really hard right at guys. And so, I mean, for the most part, I'm pretty happy with our at bats and our batting overall. But it's just that defense is that key part. And like I said, that doing 100 things, you know, 100 little plays, most of them are on the defensive side. And you give good teams and good hitters extra outs and extra strikes, and they're gonna make you pay for it. So, and then last night we hosted Granite, played a relatively clean game. It was errors that don't really show up on the stat sheet, but are just more mental small plays that lead to bigger issues. Granite ended up beating us 10-0. We just have some stuff that we need to clean up defensively, and we'll be, so we're 2-3 right now. And I mean, the whole league is, anybody can beat anybody on any given night. And so we're right in the middle of the dogfight in the league. And so, we really gotta, we really got to try to clean some stuff up over the last half of the season, and I think we'll be hopefully be in good shape come postseason time.
Okay. All right. Yeah, who all, you know, who's playing well for the Madison Junior League? Is anybody
right now? We've got, you know, on the mound leading us has been Nolan Smith. He's kind of one of the guys that had a lot of experience for us last year, and he's been throwing outstanding. He's throwing strikes. He's getting guys out. We need to help him out a little bit more defensively, but we're doing everything we can ask of him. He's kind of a guy I lean on to, like, he's just a leader. Yep. I talk to him about stuff and work through him with the rest of the team, and he's a really good young kid, and I really like working with him and coaching him. Brant Schomer has been tearing the lid off the ball. Even his outs are more times than not well hit balls.
Yep.
Again, he's another older, you know, senior guy on the team, and he's played a lot of ball, and so he helps out, you know, getting stuff where it needs to be, and he's a really good behind the plate telling guys situations like on a first and third and stuff like that. It's good to have another set of eyes out there.
Good.
So yeah, there are a couple guys that I really lean on and use at the top of our order and on the mound.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you got coming up this week then?
Yeah. So actually today we've got a doubleheader down at Madison Memorial Field. We're hosting Annandale. We're able to get them. Dick Newman got us set up with his son.
Dick just walked into the studio here.
So. He gets all the credit for it. He got it set up with his son as a coach and his grandson as a player. And we got it set up, so they're going to come out here and play a doubleheader at 5 and 7 o'clock tonight on our beautiful field out here. It'll be a great chance to get some guys innings at the plate and innings on the mound and some more at-bats, and it'll be a good afternoon down at the park.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think there's another connection on Annandale. Alton Lindquist grandson plays on Annandale,
yeah,
I think.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so there's kind of some cool local ties to that team, and we're happy to have them out here. And like I said, right now we only have our 10-game league schedule, and so when you got 15 guys, it's nice to have 14 extra innings to, you know, get some more at bats and some innings on the mound and stuff like that. So we're really excited for that and play a team that we've never really seen before. So we got that today, this afternoon, and then on Tuesday the 2nd we have our makeup game against Canby, and that'll be a 6 o'clock first pitch down in Canby that was rained out. So.
Oh, at Canby then. Okay.
Yep. All right. Yep. So.
All right, Jared. Well, I know you're doing double duty, coaching and playing for the Mallards. You got to get a lot of baseball in again.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know what else I'd be doing.
All right. Thanks, Jared, for coming in. We'll talk to you all summer long on Junior Legion Baseball.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Paul.
All right, that's manager Jared Royland of the Madison Junior Legion. We'll take a commercial break. Come back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show right after this.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling Ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years. You'll find quality meat for your family's table at the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson. Stop by right downtown or give them a call, 320-769-2238. Country Butcher will accept credit cards, checks, EBT, SNAP, and cash. This week at the Country Butcher, get 10% off all frozen meat in the West Wall Freezer. Store hours Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sunday by appointment. That's the Country Butcher in Dawson. They're a cut above the rest.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show. We're going to talk with Brandon Hill, co-manager of the Madison Mallards, right, Brandon?
Yep, I would say that's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, what, Matt's on vacation, right?
yep, I think they were in Seattle.
Okay, yeah. See, he was taking in a baseball game yesterday, so.
Yep.
All right, well, thanks for coming on the Baseball Coaches Show. Tell us a little bit about the Mallards. You got the roster there in front of you?
I don't have it in front of me, but I can kind of go over the roster. We have a few more young guys this year, so that would be Matthew Arndt, Nolan Smith, Dylan Geiser, Dylan Kaimig, Tyler Earp has been playing with us, and then we've got like Carter Amland, and then Caden Ferrell, Blake Wolschlager, Avery Whitnable, and then kind of our regulars of me, Evan Kells, Matt Munson, Matt Inger, Dylan Lillier as well plays with us, and then Wyatt Halverson. I maybe forgot one or two guys, but that's our usual guys there. So
okay, all right. How are the Mallards doing this year?
We have three losses in league play, which would be to Clinton, Morris, and then Dumont last night. So we still have the opportunity to get the four seed, which is important in our league. So if you get the fourth seed going into the region tournament, you get a bye into the through the first round, so that's important for us. So it'll kind of come down to Morris at the top right now, and then Dumont, Clinton, us, and Mineota, kind of five teams fighting for four spots there. So
okay. Now, is that set up? How's that playoff system set up in the Land of Ducks League?
It can vary a little bit year to year. It's changed over the course of my time playing. But what it'll look like this year is we have 13 teams. Three teams qualify for the state tournament. Like I said, the first four teams will get a bye. Everyone else has to play a single elimination game going into the first round this year, which is new for us. And then at the end of the tournament, the three teams that make it out of the winner's bracket all qualify for state. And then there's games to determine the highest seed going into the state tournament, which the important thing for that is you get the higher priority to draft any of the remaining pitchers out of the league. So you do play for the region championship as well as having the chance to qualify for state. So.
Okay. All right, I don't know if you have the book in front of you there, but you want to talk about a game or two this past week with the Mallards, or you got a good good memory?
I'll go off of memory. So. We played Benson at Benson Wednesday night, and then we played Dumont at home last night. And then Wednesday night, it was kind of a pitcher's battle right away. So it was Brandon Bornhorst for us, and then Danny Linares for Benson. They both threw really well. Through, I think, six innings, it was a 1-0 lead for us, so it kind of looked like it was going to be just a duel to the end. Then we happened to score two more runs, got up 3-0. And then Benson comes in bottom of the seventh inning and scores six runs. So then we're down 6-3 pretty quickly. And then we came back, made it 8-6, and then we ended up winning the game 11-6. So it was a real back and forth battle. A lot of hits. We ran the bases really well, played some good defense, and kind of manufactured some runs, and then had a few really big hits. Like Landon Sherm had a big hit for us. Matt Inger had a big double for us late in the game to give us the lead. And we did a lot of good things there. So.
Okay.
And then going to last night.
Was that at home last night?
Yes, at home versus Dumont. Avery Whitnable started for us, and then it was Mason Lampe and Jordan Roos for Dumont. And Dumont has traditionally, over the last 5 to 7 years, kind of been the top team in our league. So we knew it was going to be a pretty tough game. Avery ended up actually throwing really well. He threw 8 innings. We ended up losing 6-3, but really they just had one four-run inning at their top of their order, had some hits, and then cleared the bases with a triple. Otherwise, Avery actually pitched really well, and we actually hit really well as a team. We just left a lot of runners on base. I think we left bases loaded in three different innings, And I think seven of our nine guys in the lineup had at least one hit, and we had quite a few guys with multiple hits. So we had chances, played overall pretty well. I don't think we made an error in the field, and our infield was Dylan Geiser, Dylan Kymig, and Carter Hammond, and they all played outstanding in the infield. So came out short, lost 6-3, but overall it was a pretty good game and a good crowd last night too. So
yeah, and a beautiful night for baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was a fun one for us, even though we ended up getting the loss there. So
yeah, we've got a few minutes here, Brandon. Talk about some of your veteran players like yourself and other veteran players who's playing well for the Mallards so far this summer.
So Matt Inger, as you know him, he's traditionally just been our starting catcher forever. He's playing well, like usual this year. He's been a good bat for us at the top of the lineup, and then good defensively. Evan Kells is back for us, and he's been playing really well. So that's been good to see. He's been hitting the ball great. Carter Hamlin, who we didn't have for most of last summer because he's still in college and had an internship. I believe he was in Indiana, living in Indiana. I think his internship was maybe in Illinois, but we didn't have Carter for most of last year. And Carter is typically our regular shortstop and our three hitter. So he's played really well for us. His first swing of the year after having almost a complete year break actually this year was a home run. So that was kind of exciting. And then, yeah, just kind of our usual, like Brandon Morneris has thrown really well for us this year so far, like he has for a number of years. Dylan Lillier joined us this year, and he's been hitting really well too. So we've had some good production, just kind of have to put it all together more often, where we're kind of doing all the right things at the right time, and then we should start getting some more wins. So,
all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I usually hit two or lead off if Landon Sherm isn't around. Landon's been great for us. He's our center fielder and leadoff hitter typically. He's one of the faster runners in the league. So he's been really great for us. But yeah, I've been hitting all right. I kind of move all around the field, so that's kind of where I present value to the team is I can play short, second, third, center field, pitch, all sorts of different stuff like that. So
okay. All right. What do you got coming up this week, did you say?
We're off until it's July 10th, I believe. So that would be at home versus Dawson, and that's our Madison Chamber night at the baseball field. So last year was home against Appleton. We had a really great crowd. I know there's all sorts of different activities that they do for kids and things like that. So looking forward to that one. Just, you know, being that it's a short drive over to Dawson, I'm sure we'll have a pretty good crowd again. So that'll be a good one for us. So
okay. So you got the week off, basically, then.
Yep. Okay. Traditionally, we have we always have like the Memorial weekend off, and then a 4th of July weekend, kind of depending when the day of the week it falls on. But yeah, we'll be off until July 10th. So.
All right, Brandon. Hey, I want to congratulate you for being named the new head baseball coach at Alexandria Tech and Community College. The Legends are called, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Congratulations, head coach. What's your feelings about that?
It's pretty exciting. We're still like in the process of finalizing everything. So it's not a traditional head coach opening because we've had our head coach who I worked under, Jason Fisher, who's coached for a long, long time, that started the program at Alexandria. He's stepping back into kind of more of an administrative role for the baseball team. So he'll be kind of our president of the baseball team. And then I'm filling into his role as a head coach. So you kind of have some different details to work out and finalize everything there. But yeah, I was fortunate to get that opportunity. I'm really looking forward to it. So
that's great. So you're all recruiting, right?
Yep. A lot of that. That's actually where I'm going today. So I'm going to Fargo Post 2 has a big baseball tournament for Legion Baseball.
Oh, wow.
It's four sites in Fargo, and I think there's like 30-plus games. So I'm going to go watch some kids up there today, too. So
okay. All right. Yeah, well, we'll be looking forward to watching a few of the Alley games this next year then. When does the season start, actually?
We begin practice the second week of school, which is really late August, and play a little bit of a fall schedule. But our season basically starts when we go to Florida in March. Then we come back to Minnesota and play a full conference schedule. So from beginning of March to hopefully for us the end of May, which would be when the College World Series is for us, hopefully we're playing all the way through there. So.
Right.
And we do have a couple local kids too. So Cooper Dack and Jackson Baldwin from Montevideo are both will be joining us next year. So
nice.
A couple local kids to watch.
Good. All right. Well, good luck with that then, Brandon. And thanks a lot for the report on the Mallards this morning.
Really appreciate it. It was good to talk to you. So,
all right. Thanks, Brandon. That's Brandon Hill reporting on the Madison Mallards. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll talk with Tyler Ottleman of the Rosen Express right after this.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
Race fans, Saturday night, Madison Speedway back in action. This Saturday night, 7 o'clock, all classes will be in action. I'd like to thank this week's sponsors, Croat Concrete and United Prairie Bank out of Madison. Don't forget, race fans, this Saturday night, Madison Speedway. 7 o'clock, the green flag waves on a regular race night. I'm Scotty Ione, and we will see you at the track.
Come celebrate Riverfest at Nome Town Grounds, Main Street, Dawson this week. Emma is having specials all week long. On retail items, 25% off one item or 25% off purchases of $100 or more. And check out a table of dollar deals as well. That's not all. 50 cents off a specialty drink with a sandwich purchase Friday and Saturday during Riverfest. Nome Town Grounds is open Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 to 4, Thursday, 7 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 12. And Nome Town Grounds will be open Riverfest Sunday, the 30th, from 8 to 10:30. Come over to Dawson and celebrate Riverfest at Nome Town Grounds.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Rosen Express Baseball. We're going to travel over to Rosen and visit with manager Tyler Ottleman once again this summer. Thanks for being on the Baseball Coaches Show again, Tyler.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Yeah. Well, the season's well underway, of course, in the Orlando Ducks League. How the Rosen Express doing?
This year, Rosen is 3-7 overall and 3-3 in the Orlando Ducks. We played a few non-conference games, played Milling a couple times, and we actually went out west and played Redfield. And one game we've also played is in the Busch Light Invite.
Yeah, we'll talk about that Busch Light Invite here in a little bit. It's always a big annual big tournament in Rosen, isn't it?
Yes, correct. There's six teams that show up this year. So far, last night we played one already with Rosen and Ortonville. And this morning at 10 a.m., Rosen takes on Milbank. And then other teams that are, a couple of teams I know are actually already out here, is Montrose Waverly, the Stingers. And Regal is also out, and Castlewood. So.
All right. Regal, where's that at?
Regal would be kind of north and northwest of, like, New London, Spicer.
Okay.
So Regal is very similar to Rosen. Kind of they're a little bit bigger than Rosen. I know they have a bar in Rosen. That's the only thing that's different between Rosen and Regal. So
yeah, bar in Regal, you mean?
Yep. And they're famous for Johnny Cash stopped there back in the 70s. So.
Oh. Awesome. You guys need to go up there and play them sometime, huh?
We have played them about 10 years ago.
Okay.
So.
Okay, awesome. Well, why don't you introduce the Rosen Express roster to us, Tyler?
Yeah. This year is kind of similar to last year, but a couple new faces. Kind of going through the names, we have Drew Boots and Devin Boots. We have Preston Kraft, a long-term player on our team, Nate Strong, Mike Shakey, Jacob Motz, Christian Canton, Damian Plotsky, Nate Nelson, and Kyle Sachs. We have a couple Canby kids in Liam MacArthur, Evan Ingesmall, and Jay Sigler. And then a few high school kids from Lockbarrow in
Peyton Rademacher, Caden Mortensen, and Davis Patzer.
Okay.
And then I guess myself also.
Yep. So you're the oldest one on the team yet?
Kyle Sachs is.
Oh, Kyle is, okay.
Yep, he's the oldest, and I'm the second oldest at 33, so
okay.
Kyle's got me by a few years. He's 41.
Okay. Boy, that sounds like a great roster there, Tyler.
Yeah, I think we have a nice young roster. I mean, it's kind of different now in the past. After the game, there's not many guys that stick around that are legal to drink, so a little different than the past.
Yeah, that's different over in Rosen.
Right, exactly.
Okay. I don't know if you got the scorebook in front of you there, but the last couple games this past week, how did Rosen do this past week?
Yeah, and let me just pull this up here real quick. Rosen last week played Friday night up in Chicago. Rosen ended up losing 5-2. But for us, Mike Shakey started. He pitched very well. He went eight innings, allowing four hits. He gave up five runs, but only one was earned. He walked one, he hit one, and struck out six. And then leading us in hitting was Drew Boots with three hits, Nate Strong with two, and Liam MacArthur with two. But then also in the hit column was Cole Weinkopf, Caden Mortensen, Nate Nelson, and Evan Ingersoll. And Rosen ended up losing that game 5-2 up in Chicago.
Okay. And then the next game?
The next game, Rosen took on Mineota at home. That was a little bit of a back and forth game, and Rosen pulled it off towards the end of the game, winning the game. If I remember right, Rosen won 4-3. I'm trying to quick pull up the pitching stats here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Rosen won there 4-3. I can go over the hitting stats. I got that in front of me. Leading Rosen in hitting was Drew Boots, Nate Strong with two hits, Preston Kraft with two hits, Liam MacArthur with two, and Cole Weinkopf with two, and Drew Boots with a hit. The big ones were Nate Strong, Preston Kraft, and Devin Boots, all with RBI knocks in the game.
Okay.
Pitching, I can't get the pitching up. I don't have the scorebook still in Rosen, but pitching, Devin Boots started the game. He went five innings, going five innings, and then Evan Ingersoll coming in relief and getting the win. He went four innings with the win.
Yeah, Mineota, they usually have a very, very good team, so that was a big, good win for you guys.
Yes, that was a big win to keep us right there and kind of right where we wanted to be in the standings-wise in the middle of the pack. And yeah, Mineota is a very good team. I believe that was their second loss all year or so, in the Atlanta Ducks, I should say. So.
Yep, good win there. So then, was it last night or?
Yep, okay. Last night, Rosen took on Ortonville in a non-conference game in the Busch Light Invite. That was to open up our tournament. Ortonville ended up winning 4-3. Rosen led the scoring with a Mike Shakey home run. That was the first of his career. And then Ortonville responded back with two in the bottom of the second. And then Ortonville scored another one in the fourth, leading 3-1. But in the top of the seventh, the last inning, we only played seven innings in our tournament. Rosen, we responded with two runs, to tie the game, and Mike Shakey's brother, Tony Shakey, hit a walk-off home run to win the game.
Wow.
So if you were to put that in your bingo card, I don't think I would have ever thought that was going to land. Two Shakey home runs in a game.
Wow.
usually the Shakeys, they bring the excitement, but everyone was surprised by that.
That's awesome for the Ortonville Rocks area. Yeah, you guys know each other very well, don't you?
Yes. I mean, it seems like we pull half our kids from Ortonville, the other half from, seems like, usually Lac Parle. So half of us, the biggest game of the year is Ortonville, and the other half is Madison. So that's that's how it usually goes.
All right. All right, any other stats on that game or anything you want to talk about? Otherwise, I'll have a Busch Light tournament.
Yeah, I guess this is our annual Busch Light invite is this weekend. We have six teams, like I said before, but the games really get going today at 10 a.m. when Ortonville, or with Rosen taking on Milbank, and right after us is at noon with Ortonville and Milbank, and then games starting at 2, 4, and 6 with Regal and Montrose Waverly and Castlewood all being played.
Okay.
That's
a lot of baseball today in Rosen.
Yes, a lot of baseball, a lot of, sounds like perfect weather for it, so we'll take her.
Yep. And then it continues tomorrow, too, right?
Yep. Game is being played at 11, the fifth place game at 11, the third place game at 1, and the championship game at 3.
All right. All right. So head on over to Rosen if for great baseball, and you can spend all day there. I'm sure you'll have some Busch Light, right?
Yep. We have Busch Lights and hamburgers and anything you could possibly need, so
okay.
We got her all.
All right, Tyler, thanks for the time this morning. I should ask you, what do you got coming up this week? Any games this week?
This next week we play Wednesday up in Dumont, and then we play our annual 4th of July game at home against Clinton.
4th of July already, hard to believe.
Right, time's flying by.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Tyler. We'll talk to you next Saturday, and have fun this weekend.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Yeah. Tyler Ottleman, head manager of the Rosen Express. We'll take a break, come back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show right after this.
Terry Clark, live in concert. Friday, July 12th at the Big Stone County Fair in Clinton, Minnesota. Get your tickets at Bonnie's in Clinton, Alley Cat in Ortonville, or Graceville Market, or at BigStoneCountyFair.com.
Easy on the eyes, hard on the heart.
Terry Clark.
Just wanna be mad for a while.
Terry Clark, Friday, July 12th at the Big Stone County Fair.
The Madison Area Chamber of Commerce invites you over for Stinker Day and Dragon Fest coming up in Madison on Friday, July 12th, Saturday, July 13th. Many activities will be going on, including the big Dragon Fest Parade, 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, July 13th. If you'd like to register a unit in the parade, call 320-598-7301 or email loutfisk@yahoo.com. It'll be 2 days of food, fun, and entertainment. Stinker Day and Dragon Fest in Madison, Friday, July 12th, Saturday, July 13th. Put that on your calendar. Make plans to be in Madison, Minnesota. Brought to you by the Madison Area Chamber of Commerce. Come on over to Dawson for the annual Riverfest celebration happening Wednesday, June 26th through Sunday, June 30th. Check the Dawson Chamber Facebook page, listen to Q92, and read the Dawson Sentinel for all the details. Events will include Baseball Merchants Night, a kickball tourney, an 18-hole golf tournament, co-ed slow-pitch softball tournaments, and many other activities. Don't miss the fun during Riverfest in Dawson, June 26th through the 30th, brought to you by the Dawson Area Chamber of Commerce. For information on other happenings around the state, check out exploreminnesota.com.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show. First Saturday doing the Baseball Coaches Show this summer. And this morning we have Cade Fernals joining us. Caden is in the studio and co-coaching the Madison American Legion team, huh, Caden?
Yep. It's just started this year, my first year coaching with my dad, Brian, and then Blake Wolschlager is also helping with us.
Oh, Blake's helping.
Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
So it's nice to get some young guys back helping out.
And, yeah. All right. Well, fill us in. Where have you been? What you been up to? What year did you graduate from Lacaparo?
I graduated in 2022, and then I did the two-year ag science program at SDSU and just graduated this spring.
Nice.
So I'm
You tell our listeners about South Dakota State University baseball, club ball, they call it, right?
Yeah, I played club baseball with SDSU with Avery Whitnable as well.
And okay.
We got to travel to some bigger schools and, you know, see what it's all about and go to Florida for spring break. So it was a good experience.
Wow. And you're catching, I assume?
Yeah, I caught and played some outfield.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What did Avery do?
He did a lot of pitching and looked pretty good.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah, it's quite the experience, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to play somewhere outside of the Minnesota area.
Right. Yeah. So you're back home. What are you doing back home?
Job-wise? Working with my dad at Fernald's Crop Insurance, okay. And then also helping on the farm.
Okay. Nice. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
We like it when graduates come back.
Yeah, it's nice to be back.
All right. And I know you're doing the thing you love to do, coach and play baseball. Let's talk about the Madison Legion team this year. Who you got on the roster, Caden?
So it's comprised mostly of the high school baseball team, if you guys know them. Our roster is Caden Molden, who just graduated, Dylan Geiser, who graduated, Baxter Kauf, who will be a junior, Braden Danzeason, who is a senior, Brock Bierneld, who's going to be a junior, Cale Benson, who graduated, Landon Weber, who's going to be a senior, Davis Patzer, who will be a senior, Dylan Keimig will be a senior, TJ Mitchell just graduated, Caden Mortensen, who just graduated, Matt Arndt will be a junior or a senior this year, I believe. Peyton Rademacher, who just graduated, and then we have three guys that played junior legion as well, and Nolan Smith and Gavin Meyer, as well as Grant Bierke.
Okay, yeah, very familiar roster there. The state baseball team.
It's a lot of experience on there, and it's kind of fun. I've played with some of these guys, and now I get to coach them.
Okay. All right. So what's your schedule look like this summer then? How have you been doing? And should we go over some of the games then?
Yeah, we'll go through some of them quick. Right now we're sitting at 2-3, which is not quite where we'd like to be, but we've played some tight baseball games. So
it's
been a long season for the guys coming off the state tournament.
Yeah, they didn't get much break there, did they?
No, they got about 3-4 days, and we're back on the field, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, catch us up to date then on the Legion team there, Caden.
So in our first game, Granite Falls came to town. We lost 6-0. We only had 4 hits that game and 3 errors, so not quite how we'd like to start. I'd like to highlight Caden Molden that game. You'll hear his name a lot. He had a double out of our 4 hits, and yeah, that's about all we have from that game. It wasn't too pretty on our side.
So we'll move right along, right?
Yep. Then Thursday, June 20th, we went to Benson and had a little better of a game. We won 11-0 in 6 innings. We had 8 hits. Caden Molden had another great game with 3 hits, including a double and 1 RBI. Then Landon Weber also had a big game for us with 2 doubles and an RBI.
Okay. And who was that against?
And that was against Benson.
And the final score there was?
11-0.
11-0, yep. Okay.
And Brock Bierneld pitched 4 innings, and Matt Arndt threw another 2 of shutout baseball.
Good. All right, what do you got next?
Then Sunday, June 23rd, we went to Bird Island to take on Bold and lost in a close game, 8-6. We had 6 runs on 7 hits, and it was a really back-and-forth game that we probably should have won, but once again, the errors got to us, and Caden Molden had another big day with 3 hits, including a towering home run that I'm not sure has landed yet.
Oh, is that right?
It's a big one at the time to tie the game up.
Okay.
Then Dylan Keimig also had a big game with 2 hits and 2 runs scored, along with 3 stolen bases. So.
Okay. All right. And that's a nice facility over
there.
Yeah,
we were supposed to play in a tournament over the weekend with all the rain. It didn't quite work out, but we still got our league game in, which was nice.
Oh, yeah, okay. That was a league game. I was wondering, why did you play on Sunday?
Yep.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
Then we went to, or Kirk Ulvan came here Monday, June 24th, and we had another back-and-forth game. Ended up losing it 5-4.
Ooh, close one.
Yep, Kirk Ulvan had 10 hits to our 4, and we also had another 2 errors that game, which have kind of killed us all season. And Landon Weber had a big day at the plate with a big 2 RBI single to put us up at the time, but we weren't able to hold on to that lead.
Okay.
Yeah, Brock Bjerneld pitched 2 innings, giving up 2 unearned runs. Dylan Geiser threw 4 2/3, giving up 3 runs, only 1 earned, and Matt Arndt came in and got 1 out and looked good. So
good. And that was your last game that you played, or one more?
We had one more last night.
Oh, last night. Yeah, that was a big one. You scored a lot of runs.
Yeah, that was kind of a fun one. We weren't sure if we were going to play with the rain, but ended up working out, and we won 14-3, and we pounded out 11 hits that day. So.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Who got the 11 hits then, Caden?
We really got everyone into the game that day, so it was nice to get everyone some at-bats, but Davis Patzer and Dylan Geiser both had 2 hits apiece, and TJ Mitchell also had 2 hits with a double to add on to that.
And, then, you must have had some good pitching against Prinsburg, huh?
Yep. Davis Patzer started going 4 innings, giving up 3 runs, only 2 earned, and then Caden Mortensen came in and threw 3 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. How many hits did they have?
They only had 3 hits, and I think they had 2 in the first inning, so it was pretty quiet after that.
You know, I don't think I've ever been over to Prinsburg to do a baseball game.
Yeah, that was my first time there as well. It seemed like every time we were supposed to play there, it rained, and they came here. So
That's in Prinsburg, I'm guessing?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I've never been there. Have to make a note of that next time, next year or so. All right, what do you got coming up then?
We play Monty on Monday, which is going to be a big game for us and really see where we are for the season.
Okay. Yeah, that's two state high school teams playing each other Monday, huh?
Yeah, it'll be an exciting one, hopefully.
Yeah. You know, they got some pretty good players, don't they?
Yeah, they do. We played them last year in a couple tight games, and it'll be fun to see what they have this year.
What time was that start then?
I believe that one will be a 7 o'clock game.
Yep. 7 o'clock Monday at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Come on down because you're going to see some outstanding baseball. Mm-hmm. Are you enjoying coaching, Caden?
Yeah, I've always wanted to get into it, and I'm glad I started this summer. I'm really enjoying it.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, we're glad you're here. So, and you'll be on every Saturday.
Yep.
You're taking over for your dad then, huh?
Yeah, let him get out of it a little bit, and he's still in the dugout helping out, though.
All right.
So.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks for coming in, Caden. Yep. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Caden Fernall's head coach of the Madison American Legion team. We'll take a commercial break. Come back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show right after this.
Race fans, Saturday night, Madison Speedway back in action. This Saturday night, 7 o'clock, all classes will be in action. I'd like to thank this week's sponsors, Croat Concrete and United Prairie Bank out of Madison. Don't forget, race fans, this Saturday night, Madison Speedway. 7 o'clock, the green flag waves on a regular race night. I'm Scotty Iron, and we will see you at the track.
Interested in a Sunday evening church service? Join us for Faith and Fun Night, Sunday, June 30th at Calvary Baptist Church in Madison, just down the street from the Dairy Queen. 4 o'clock, Bouncy House for kids, games for adults, and snacks. 5:10, Calvary's Worship Service. 6 o'clock, dinner is served for all. Grilled burgers and hot dogs, all are welcome for Faith and Fun Night at Calvary Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th, 4 o'clock. See you there.
All right, Paul Ramel back here in the studio, wrapping up the Baseball Coaches Show, our first of the summer. Mark this on your calendar, Saturday, July 13th at 2 o'clock. Madison Mallards will be hosting the Rosen Express, and before the game there, they're going to recognize Dick Newman for the many years of service and dedication in supporting baseball in Madison. So that's Dick Newman Day, Saturday, July 13th, 2 o'clock at the Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Thanks for listening to the Baseball Coaches Show this morning.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and cracker jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. 'Cause it's root, root, root for the home.
Thanks for listening to the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show here on Q92. Tune in next week at 9 o'clock with more interviews with area baseball coaches right here on Q92. See you next Saturday morning. Have a great day.